Married Texas police chief with four kids is busted by girlfriend and fiancé for living triple life. The Aegis Alliance. A police chief in Texas has been placed on administrative leave after he was accused of having ongoing romantic relationships with a minimum of two totally different women, along with his spouse, with whom he has four kids. When the Stinnett Police Department in northern Texas named 39-year-old Jason Collier as its new chief in February 2020, the Facebook announcement stated that he was married with four kids. But one of his alleged girlfriends alleges that Collier has been living a double and even triple life, proposing to not less than two different women despite his legally married status. Stinnett. Texas Police Chief Jason Collier is on administrative leave following accusations that he has proposed to a number of women despite already being married. Administrative leave is like a paid vacation for a cop a lot of the time because the officers often still get paid while on leave. Collier's now ex-girlfriend Cecily Steinmetz called him out publicly on Facebook for living a double and triple life. Steinmetz stated she'd been in a long-term relationship with Collier and has since discovered that he's also in a relationship with different women. According to the Stinnett Police Department, Chief Collier is a married father of four and is also an ordained minister. But the married part came as a surprise to his now ex-girlfriend Cecily Steinmetz. On January 26, she posted on Facebook and accused Collier of being a cheater, and said he not only had a serious relationship together with her but has also been dating a minimum of one other lady. Chief Jason Collier is living a double, triple life. I was his girlfriend until yesterday. She wrote in a post that quickly went viral. He lied to me and presented me with fake annulment documents when I found out he was married. I also found out about a second girlfriend, Kirsty, last night. He has lied to us, our children, and asked us both to marry him. She went on to he's a poor representative of the city he served, alleging that he would drive to meet her an hour away in Amarillo while he was on duty. Collier is married and has four children, but apparently, that didn't stop him from allegedly dating other women. Found him. Collier has an internet dating profile, and several other ladies have come forward and said they dated him. One of Collier's alleged other girlfriends, Christy Schaefer, stated they'd actually been engaged since December. We just returned from a vacation in Taos on Sunday. Meanwhile, his other GF was told he was on a work assignment in Portland, Oregon. She mentioned, Steinmetz realized the deception after posting pictures of herself with Collier on Facebook. One of Collier's alleged other girlfriends, Christy Schaefer, noticed the post and left a comment that said she was in a relationship with him, too, and that actually, they'd been engaged since December. Steinmetz then confronted Collier about his wife, to which he produced a fake document saying they had annulled their marriage. But Steinmetz did not fall for it and shared her story on Facebook. Chief Jason Collier worked his way into my life, the life of my children and family. She wrote, spent the weekend with me on a vacation in Taos this past weekend. Told me all weekend how he can't wait to marry me. Turns out, I'm not the only one. Quote, he took me on shift with him last week as well, but wouldn't introduce me to the women in the office and told me it's because, they're B**** and one is mad I won't date her sister. Collier is married and an ordained minister, who would not seem to have gone to great lengths to cover up his double life. When he was confronted about his wife, he produced a fake annulment document. With accusations nonetheless still coming in, the city of Stinnett placed Collier on administrative leave pending an investigation on January 27. He clearly has no morals or ethics. She added, not only has he hurt me, but he has also hurt my kids with his lies. The jig is up, Jason. The state of affairs has spiraled from there. Several different ladies have come forward making their very own claims about Collier, with some saying they'd met him on dating apps and one saying she was also dating the chief. The city of Stinnett is aware of the current situation surrounding the chief of police Jason Collier. A statement from city manager Dirk Downs read, as per city policy, we will refrain from commenting on any personal issues of personnel in a public forum. Update. Married Texas police chief resigns after phony annulment document arrest. Living triple life. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license.